Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. The 95th annual FFA convention gets underway in Indianapolis this week, but some activities have already started. And one of those going for maybe a big title is Stetson Urlacher, I believe from the New England area, although I'm not sure you're there now because I think you're in college now. But Stetson, how was the trip over to Indiana?
Well, this week I was able to get on a plane from good old Fargo, North Dakota, where I attend North Dakota State University, and got in about 6:30 that night here to Indiana, and it's been a good trip so far.
Well, we've got a lot to talk about here, but and I think I was visiting with Nikki Fiddledine-Dahl a little bit earlier today, the state advisor for the state of North Dakota, the FFA chapter, and bless her soul, she is one that's helping me with a lot of the interviews coming up this week. But you are running, trying to get into a national officer position, and I know there are certain things that you can't talk about because you're still in the process, but basically, let our listeners know what you're trying to do.
Yeah, so in April of this year, I was selected to represent North Dakota as the national officer candidate throughout this process, and we've started on Saturday already, and we'll go up until Thursday of this upcoming week, but the process consists of many different interviews and a couple different speeches, a few different workshops, and it's been a really enjoyable process to try to figure out how to represent North Dakota well, represent myself, and going for a spot on the national officer team for the 2022-2023.
How do you get selected? Now, is this one of those where you could get selected for any one of the office positions, like vice president or secretary, or is there a specific position that you're trying to get?
Yeah, so with the process, we run for either our regional vice president's position, so I would be running to represent the central region of the FFA, which is Montana to Wisconsin, and then North Dakota all the way down to Oklahoma, or I could be elected at large to the vice, to the president's position or the secretary's position.
Very interesting. What made you want to take on this responsibility?
You know, I just wrapped up my pretty awesome year as a state officer in 2021, 2022, and about April time of this past year, I kind of felt like my call to serve was getting a little bigger and was going to need to take me out of the state. I got a chance to go around the country a little bit, spread the message of North Dakota FFA, and had a really awesome time doing that. So once I saw this opportunity come up and present itself, I just knew I needed to take it.
Well, I'm glad you did. It sounds like a heck of an inspiring job. You know, FFA is really what you want to make of it. It's a great organization. It's a great networking opportunity. I was in FFA when I was younger, but I'll be honest with you, I wish I'd have taken it more seriously, but that was back in the 80s. And agriculture was struggling a little bit back in the 80s during that time. But for you, what really inspired you to just get into agriculture and FFA in general?
Yeah, well, I'm a proud production agricultural kid myself. I grew up on a farm in southwestern North Dakota, just outside of New England. And through that, kind of just FFA came natural. My advisor, Mr. Ben Krebs, he said, walked into my classroom one day and said, "You're a farm kid, so you're going to do FFA." And I never said no.
Okay. What has been your favorite part of being an FFA?
I think it points back to a little bit about what you said earlier, that networking piece. As a state officer, I got a chance to meet hundreds of individuals from all over the country, and my network has really been allowed to expand and grow in state and out of state. And I think that's something that's going to serve me well after this process, after this year, regardless of how this week turns out. But that's one of the things I think I'm really proud of is my network that I've been able to build.
This is Inside Agriculture.